I'm Nick Spitzer. This is our program, Crossover Dreams, devoted to the great migrations and transformations of Latin music and culture across the U.S. In a moment, we'll be at Los Cenzontles Mexican Arts Center in the Bay Area. First, here's the band Los Cenzontles, with a song they learned from Los Pingüinos del Norte, a conjunto band from northern Mexico on the Texas border. Soy Mexico Americano, on American Roots.
Por mi madre yo soy mexicano, por destino soy americano. Yo soy de la raza de oro, yo soy México Americano. Yo te comprendo el inglés, también te hablo en castellano. Yo soy de la raza de oro, yo soy México Americano. De Tijuana a Nueva York, tus países son mi tierra, los defiendo con honor. Dos idiomas y dos países, dos culturas tengo yo. En mi suerte tengo orgullo, porque así lo manda Dios. Yo soy mexicano, por destino soy americano. Yo soy de la raza de oro, yo soy México Americano.
Los Cenzontles, The Mockingbirds, a song about the pleasures of being Mexican-American, with great vocals from Fabiola Trujillo and Lucina Rodriguez. Both are performers and cultural workers with Los Cenzontles Mexican Arts Center in San Pablo, California. The center is an unassuming storefront in Diaz Shopping Plaza, but inside it's not mall culture. We arrived just in time for Lucina's dance class. The center provides after-school lessons for kids in the neighborhood who learn not just how to do the steps, but to appreciate their culture in deep ways.
My name is Rosemary Gutierrez. I'm 16 years old, and I got involved with Los Cenzontles because I was a little bit more energetic than most of the kids at the age of 5, so my mom decided to put me in dance classes, and I really liked it.
Tell me about the instrument you're playing and what you're doing with the dancers and the kids out there.
I am Lucina's dance assistant teacher, so I help her teach the kids. And I also play percussion instruments, like I play the pandero and I play other percussion instruments, and I just started playing drums. They'll explain to us like the history of that instrument or the history of the dance or the art, and I think it's very important. Because if you don't really know your own culture and you're trying to fit into someone else's, you're kind of lost a little bit. But I think if you know your culture, it's a little bit easier for you.
My name's Fabiola Trujillo. I've been in Los Cenzontles since I was 15. And today's my birthday. I'm 30 years old, so I've been here half of my life.
And it seems like you're still smiling and laughing about it.
Yes.
Why did you come here in the first place when you were just 15?
I always had a dream of singing. When I came here, I was curious, and so I wanted to check it out. I was very shy, so I wouldn't have the guts to say I like singing.
Are there times in your life that you felt that you didn't fit in with a group, you know, in your age bracket that were not Latinas or Latinos?
No. I think it's so much fun to be with different backgrounds and That's what I've always loved about the U.S., that you can interact and learn about other cultures. I think that's great. Like, sometimes Mexicans, even though they're American, they tend to just want to stay stuck in, like, just listening to Mexican music when there's such beautiful music out there and a different variety. So I think that here at Los Enzontles, we are more and more creating that flavor of Mexican-American, because people listen to our music and they say, wow, that's me. And, you know, they're American and Mexican, so they feel that it's like, finally, somebody's writing music for us. And they start to feel connected and proud.
While speaking with Fabiola, we could hear the group getting ready for rehearsal with guitarist Ry Cooter. It's those kind of connections between American and Mexican culture that the center's founder really loves.
I'm Eugene Rodriguez. I'm the director of Los Enzontles, and I play guitar and some other folk guitars as well.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Southern California. Grew up mostly in Glendale. A Mexican folk artist once told me that I was a potted plant, that I transplanted myself and kind of reconstructed my homeland. And I think this whole investigation into folk music has been kind of a recreation of my ideal home. It's that itch that you're getting scratched, you know. And somehow something about folk music that does it for me. One of my motivations when I started the youth group was that I really didn't find any musicians who shared my passion for rustic music. And because of that, I guess the long way around it was to train your own, to grow your own. And so, I met Hugo here when he was 7. I was his guitar teacher. And now he's a master artist, and he's someone who I very much appreciate playing with.
Hugo, that jarana is such a great sound. Could you talk a little bit about the instrument, how it's set up, what it looks like?
Yeah, there's different sizes and there's different depths. The instrument is made out of one piece of wood from the body all the way up to the headstock, and it's carved out, the entire body, and then the top is put on and a fretboard.
8 strings.
That's right. The 3 center strings are doubled.
When you look at the spectrum of music that's in Mexico, we really do half of them or less, or a quarter of them. There are many more than that we do. We're more interested in becoming fluent in a few of them and try to do them well. And for me, it's not just about digging into the roots to learn those aesthetics and learn it as a vocabulary, but it's also about creating new work and creating new hybrids and new forms for future generations. If you present traditional music to young people as something that's fixed, why would they want to get into it?
There's nothing left to do.
and it's been done so well before.
I'm Lucina Rodriguez. I'm one of the members of the group Los Enzontles, and I'm also the dance teacher here at the center.
Lucina Rodriguez, tell me a little bit about where you're from.
I'm from Guadalajara, and I was raised in a small town called Santa Anita, Jalisco, and I came to the U.S. when I was 11 years old. I relate myself to being Mexican-American because I feel modern, you know, and I feel, although I do traditional Mexican music, I am a very modern person.
In the 80s, this neighborhood was primarily Mexican-American, mostly English-speaking kids who you had to kind of force them to learn the traditions. But in the mid-90s, there was this whole wave of immigrants that came. Lucina was one of them, who brought such a critical mass with them that there was very little self-consciousness about listening to Spanish-speaking music. So I basically had to ask myself, who are these people? How am I connected to them? Now, my grandparents, at least 3 of them, were immigrants from Mexico. So for me, it was an opportunity to develop an appreciation and understanding of what my grandparents went through by learning about the lives that these kids were living.
Hey everybody, today's Fabiola's birthday. Wish her happy birthday before you leave.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, feliz cumpleaños to you, Fabiola, from us at Roots. Sounds and scenes from Los Cenzontles Mexican Arts Center in San Pablo, California, with thanks to Eugene Rodriguez. Let's have Los Cenzontles fly us over the coffee fields with Los Lobos David Hidalgo on guitar and keyboards. It's a mystical tale of peacocks and other birds, volando en los cafetales on American roots.
De la raíz del café nacieron tres animales, uno volando se fue, los otros dos pavoriales siempre juntos se les ve. Volando en los cafetales siempre juntos se les ve. Volando en los cafetales,
volando en los cafetales,
de la raíz del café
nacieron tres animales,
uno volando se fue
y los otros pavos reales
siempre juntos se les ve. O pájaro cardenal, si era calandria o sensomple. O pájaro cardenal,
o pájaro cardenal,
en la soledad del monte,
un pájaro y cantar,
en la soledad del monte,
y no podía adivinar,
si era calandria o sensomple.
quieren bailar. Come on.
East LA's beloved little Willie G of the Midnighters on vocals with Los Straitjackets, the rocking Espanol band, on Hey Lupe, their way with Hang On Sloopy, on our Crossover Dreams program devoted to Latin music and culture in the U.S. Coming up, a conversation from our archives with Tito Puente when American Roots returns.